Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel. After learning the previous daf, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that both Rabbi Yochanan and Broka and Rabbi Nechemiah hold that even if the owner of the carbon become tame after the Zrikas Adam, we burn the carbon immediately without first leaving it overnight. Rabbi Mosef af Rabbi Yose Glili. Rabbi suggests Rabbi Yose Glili agrees with this approach. Rabbi Yose Glili learns from the Chatos of Aaron that even if the blood had gone inside the Heichal, the carbon is immediately burned. Apparently, he holds that even when there is a psul that is not inherent to the carbon, such as a psul in the blood and presumably a psul in the bailim, the carbon is burned immediately. Rabbi Yochanan would argue that Rabbi Yose Glili will only require immediate burning when the psul is in the blood, because he considers the blood to be an inherent part of the carbon. When the psul is in the bailim, Rabbi Yose Glili would require leaving carbon overnight before burning it, unlike Rabbi Yochanan and Broken Rabbi Nechemiah, who say to burn it right away. Zakta Mishnah. Bones, which always have some meat on them, which become nosar, and sinews, which become nosar because they're hard to eat, and leftover meat from the Korban Pesach, gets burnt on the 16th of Nisan, unless the 16th is Shabbos, in which case they get burnt on the 17th. We cannot burn them on Shabbos or Yantiv. Amrav Mari Baravua Amrav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak holds that bones that have nosar meat attached to them are treated like nosar and can therefore be metame yaseidayim, to make a person's hands tame. The Gemara has one proof to Rav Yitzchak and one disproof. Our Mishnah seems to prove Rav Yitzchak because it tells us that bones of a Korban Pesach have to be burned on the 16th, and we can't just break them open to remove the nosar marrow and discard the bones, presumably because the bones are treated like nosar. The Gemara rejects the proof because the Mishnah may have held like Rabbi Yaakov, that the issur of breaking bones of a Korban Pesach applies even to bones of a carbon that were once kosher but are no longer kosher. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yitzchak's idea that any bones that have meat or marrow are treated like nosar from a brisa that does not require burning marrow bones of any korbanos other than the Korban Pesach. So Gemara has two answers to the challenge. First, Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains Shematzan Chalutzin, the bones were found already broken and emptied of their marrow. Since it's mutter to break the bones of Korbanos, we can assume that the marrow was emptied before it became Nosar, and the bones never supported Nosar, so they don't have to be burnt. Since it's also to break bones of a Korban Pesach, we assume the bones were broken after the meat became Nosar, and therefore the bones are treated just like Nosar. Second, Rav Zid answers that the case is that a pile of bones were found. If they were bones of regular korbanos, we can assume they have all been broken and emptied of their marrow, so they don't have to be burnt. If they're bones of a Korban Pesach, we cannot assume that they were all broken and emptied until we inspect each and every one of them. Rav holds that all sinews are considered like meat, except for neck sinews. The Gemara asks this from our Mishnah, which says that sinews, presumably of the neck, must be burnt because they're just like nosar meat. The Gemara has three answers to this challenge. First of all, Amrav Chisalo Nitzchel the Gida Nasha. Maybe the Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yehuda that only one of the Gida Nasha of an animal is Aser, and the Mishnah teaches that the other Gid should be burned like Nosar. There are two versions, whether Rabbi Yehuda is certain that only the Gid of the right side is Aser, or he remains Mesupuk, which Gid is Aser and which one is Mutter. Second, Ravashi Amrav Lo Nitzchel the Shmeno the Gida Nasha. Ravashi says that the Mishnah speaks of the fat that covers the Gida Nasha, which is treated like kosher meat midaraisa, but Aser eat midaraban, and so it will always become Nosar and need to be burnt. Third, Ravina Amar Bechitza. The Mishnah speaks about the outer gid, which is only Aser Midrabanan, so will always become Nosar, and then be burned like any other Nosar meat. The Mishnah said that we cannot burn Nosar on Shabbos or Yantif. Vamai, Nesi Asei Vidchi Los Asei. Why don't we say that the Mitzvah say of burning Nosar overrides the Los Asei of Melacha and Yom Tov? So the Gemara gives four answers. First, the Torah says Ad Boker. It says Ad Boker a second time by Nosar to teach that we wait for an extra morning before burning them. Second, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato teaches that we cannot burn a weekday carbon on Shabbos Yontif. Third, the word Levado teaches that just like a Mila Shel B'Zman, it cannot be done on Yom Tov because it can wait for Chol HaMoed. Burning Nosar also cannot be done on Yom Tov since it can wait for the first day of Chol HaMoed. And finally, the Yisra Melacha on Yom Tov isn't just a Los Asay, it's both an Asay and a Los Asay. And the rule is, Ein Asay Doch a Los Asay V'Asay, a Mitzvah Asay such as Nosar cannot override a combination of a Los Asay V'Asay such as Melacha on Yom Tov.